Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of the One Step Wealthier podcast. My name is Christina, and every Sunday I talk to you about all things personal development and personal finance. So today I wanted to talk about FIRE and who FIRE is for. So as you know, I am actively pursuing financial independence, early retirement. I don't want to work until I'm 65 in a job I hate. I still want to be useful to society and useful to myself, but I just don't want to work in a corporate job until I'm 65. This is not for me, and I've realized that a couple of years ago, and I'm actively doing all I can to reach the goal of my income from investments covering my expenses. So my work becomes optional, and I'm also working towards facilitating that goal for other people. So I'm helping other people to find what their FIRE number is and to actively work towards that goal, even if it's not a full FIRE, just actively work towards being more financially independent. And financial independence brings great things to us. So I'm actively working towards that. And here in London, I'm part of the FIRE community, and also I participate in a lot of forums, a lot of financial independence forums. And I realized the pattern that repeats itself, maybe not all the time, but most of the times. So FIRE, it is actually seen as something for very high earners, because you have to invest a large percentage of your salary every month, or try to invest the largest percentage you can. And that might not be seen as achievable for those on the minimum wage or those who have very large expenses. And that's fair. I get that. I get that FIRE is like a high income club. It's for people who are engineers. It's for people who are in finance, in tech. I get that. I get that this is seen like that. And there is an expectation that if you are pursuing FIRE, you must be a higher earner. You must have tons of money every month that you can put in your ISA, you can put on your investments, so those investments can grow and make you eventually financially independent one day. And I also see a lot of couples in that movement, so-called DINKs, so dual income, no kids. And with two big salaries, that goal is amazingly achievable. That goal can be achieved in 5, 6, 7 years, depending on how much of that income you're putting away every month. I sometimes joke that I'm not a dink. I'm not dual income, no kids. I'm actually a sink, which is single income, no kids, a minimum wage. So my reality is that I live in London. I make a little bit above minimum wage. It is true that my expenses are not that high. I'm cycling everywhere. I pack my lunch to work. I work ridiculous hours. I work a lot of hours. My job is not high stress, so it gives me the mental space to create podcasts like that. But I do not make much. So most people on my wage, they wouldn't be able to do that. But because of my mindset, I set to achieve whatever I set my mind to all the time. So why not? And I'm going to achieve FIRE. And I know that. I know that the numbers don't lie. Although sometimes when I compare myself, my wage with other people's wages, they make like 4, 5, 6 times more than me. Times. And I'm like, okay, that might not be achievable for me. And I kind of like sink, because I'm a sink. I sink into my thoughts and say, okay, maybe that's not for me. Maybe I'm just being unrealistic. But numbers don't lie. And every year, no matter what, I manage to max out my ISA and I manage to invest, and my investments are growing. I have 6 figures. It's not that bad. It's just that I'm on a little bit more than a minimum wage. But I'm still on my FIRE path. I'm still on my FIRE path quietly and intentionally. And I wanted to make that episode just for you to see that It is possible. It is not only for people who are high earners. It is for everyone. And maybe not full FIRE, maybe not full financial independence where I can retire when I'm 40 and never work again. But maybe if I would like to take seasonal jobs at some point or just have something on the side or just take mini retirements, that financial independence, it is achievable for about everyone. And it is true that during those FIRE meetups, I feel a little bit like the odd one out, the one that is not making that much money. And on Reddit posts, I actually simply don't actually even look at them because it is depressing to see some people complain. They're making 5 times more than me and they complain about that they cannot max out their ISA, let's say. So it is a bit frustrating sometimes that it makes me rethink my priorities and my goals. And I'm not depriving myself. That's the thing. I am not depriving myself. I'm taking my holidays. I am buying whatever I want to buy. I am not just saying, okay, because I'm pursuing FIRE, now I'm just going to not do anything that makes me spend money. No, not at all. And sometimes I see some of the advice on Reddit that assumes that you have thousands left each month. Well, no, that's not my case. And sometimes I'm even thinking, wow, I didn't even know it was possible to earn that much. Is that yearly, really? So yes. Hey, I just wanted to pause for a second and let you know that I made something for you. It's a free guide called Start Investing Without Freaking Out. I created it for women who want to invest, but feel like it's not for people like us. It's a guide I wish I had 10 years ago, when I had no idea where to begin. Just click the link in my Instagram bio at One Step Wealthier or in the description below to grab it. Now, back to the episode. And also, it is true that my version of FIRE, it is a bit harder than other people's version, let's face it. It will take me more years to achieve my financial goals. It is a slower growth than the high income path. Maybe I will not get there in just a few years, like many FIRE enthusiasts do. And it is true that the comparison trap is real. But sometimes when I see that I'm comparing myself with other people with very high earners or with dual income, no kids, I just refocus my values and I just say, okay, my path is not the same as theirs. I am not pursuing the same goal. So it's just a little bit different. I still want to be financially independent and maybe have some mini retirements or retire much earlier than 65. That's for sure. Even on a minimum wage, it's just a different path. You can't compare apples to pears because there's no comparison there. And yes, my version of FIRE, it still works the same as everybody else's. Compound interest is rewarding consistency. I am consistently investing every single month on my payday and then some if I earn some money from side gigs as well. So I invest half of that. And I can constantly see my investments grow. It's not that they are staying on the same level. And FIRE is about freedom. It's not about earning 6 figures every year. It is not about that. It is not about fancy. It's about your own version of freedom. So if you would like to pursue FIRE, but you looked into different figures, different numbers, just don't pay attention to them, okay? This is your journey. And FIRE is inclusive. It is a mindset. It is not a tax bracket, right? And if you're doing this alone, there is a power of doing this alone and making this work. You can perfectly do it alone. You don't need to wait to find the other partner. You can be a sink and you won't sink. You're going to be fine. You're going to rise. And if I can do it, living in London, minimum wage job, single income, with a bike and a lunchbox, it is possible for everyone. So what would freedom look like for you if income wasn't the only measure? What would you do in your free life if you had the freedom to do whatever you want in this life? What would that thing be? So if you like this episode, just DM me or email me. Give me a like, subscribe. It means more than you think. And if that resonated and you would like to talk more about your money journey, I'm opening up a few free coaching spots. Just message me on Instagram, One Step Wealthier, or email onestepwealthier@gmail.com. No pressure, just a chat. And I hope that my today's reflections have motivated you to start investing. Remember, the best time to invest was yesterday, and the second best is today. And please note that I do not know your situation, and this is not individual financial advice. Please do your own research before making any financial decisions. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.